Okay, today is Daf Ayin Hey. We are on Ayin Dalet Amud Beis. We're on the first wide line. Tanan Hassam. We learned over there in the Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that says in Masechtas Erechin that when you buy a house in a walled city, you have 1 year to buy it back. If you don't buy it back, the house becomes forever the property of the buyer. So you have 1 year, right? So at the last day of the year, you finally manage to scrounge up the money to buy it back, but you can't find the guy to buy it back. He's in hiding, of course, because he doesn't want to lose the house. So, Tanan Hassam, we learned, Berishona, originally, the guy would hide. Right? The guy would go into hiding. He's the buyer of the house. That you want to buy it back from him. He would go into hiding. So he'd be able to keep the house. Couldn't find him. So Hiskin Hillel Hazakin made a rule. You bring the money to the Beis HaMikdash somewhere, to the special room, right? What? What did he say?
Bezin.
Yeah, Bezin. V'yehei, shover es hadelas, v'nichnas. You break the door down to get the marshal to come, and they dispossess the other guy, and you're back in your house.
Even if he doesn't want to sell it?
Even if he doesn't want to sell it. And v'emesai, sheyirtzeh, whenever this guy wants to get the money, he's paid for
it.
Hello, yavav, yitolas, marshal, go get the money. So first of all, there's a halacha, this is a totally side point, nothing to do with the Gemara, there's a halacha that this din of walled houses, of houses in walled cities, only applied when Yovel applied.
Right. It's talking about Yovel.
What?
It's talking about Yovel.
Right. What do you mean Yovel?
It's talking about Yovel.
Nothing to do with Yovel.
What do you mean? That's exactly what it had. When do you think you get it back?
You have 1 year.
You get 1 year because the whole city.
Right. It's a whole city based on Yovel.
Correct.
So Hillel lived in the times of the second base of Mikdash.
Sure.
Was there Yovel?
Absolutely.
In the times of the second base of Mikdash? Tosfos said yes. We had a Tosfos that said yes, but others argue on Tosfos. We're not sure. We don't know. But there was no other.
There may have been a Yovel, not that they enforced it, in the times of Almaron.
Right. So, but is it the real Yovel that the Hill had to make a takana for this halacha?
He was able to, though.
So, what's that? But there's no Yovel. Tosfos said there was Yovel. Others said no, it was just a Din Derabanan. It was like a Zechel Yovel. So they kept up these Dinim Derabanan, and Hill made a takana on a Din Derabanan.
That
That's
makes
a
no sense.
Right.
He didn't make takanas for nothing.
Right. Now, V'amar Rava comes along and says like this, Mitakanasa shel Hillel Nishma, from the takana of Hillel we see, what could you do? You only said it before. What do? Against his will, you buy something. You could buy something against the seller's will. He doesn't want to sell the house back to you. He doesn't want to. The halacha is, right, you buy it back. So you see for me the same thing. Hareza gitech, if a guy says to a woman, here's your get, al menas shetitnu li masayim zuz. You want to be divorced? Give me $200. V'nasna lo midaito migoreshas. If she doesn't midas, then she's divorced. Al karcho eno migoreshas. But if she's, I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to give him money. Some woman would say, oh, that's all it's going to cost me, $200. Here's your $200. Let me get out of here. You're such a creep. Other women would say, no, he's a nice guy. I don't mind him. He treats me fine. I don't want to pay the money. In a migoreshes. Why?
This is not an exact.
Why? Mid'eitz le lehillel. With that kun in the scene about karche. Tahavel in the scene. I needed Hillel to come along and say that a purchase against someone's will is valid, right? Michlal, Diba Alma, Nesina Balkacha, Lohave Nesina. That in general, it does not valid. I needed Hillel to make it valid. Normally, it's not valid. I can't force you to sell something. I can't force you to pay me money to get a divorce. I can't force you to pay me money for anything. Okay, Hillel made a takana for the houses, which demonstrates that any other situation, there's no such thing as forcing someone to do something. Right?
But at those times, he could divorce Balkacha.
I understand.
So therefore, it's not straight.
I understand, but he's asking for money in return.
Menachem, this is not a straight up analogy.
So, actually, Gemara says it's a straight up analogy. And Rashi says on top, the gabe get, the isura, lo tikein hillel. For a get, Hillel didn't make a takana like this. Right? I'm going to force the woman to accept it.
The better analogy would have been if somebody gives a wife a get, she doesn't want to accept it.
So we're going to get to that. The maskefler of Papa.
First,
she has no choice.
She has no choice.
Minatara, she has no choice.
Minatara, she has no choice, but it's not how we pass it.
Okay. So I hear, okay. Now, Maskel of Papa, Vitam of Shin Bar Ashi, 1 second. Vidilma, maybe, ki it's Druch Leila Tikune Shalom Bafanov. Maybe the only reason Hill made a takana was because the guy's not around. He's in hiding. He's in hiding.
It's not on the deck.
No, no, in the case of that, Hill only made a takana in the house. He only made a takana in the house, remember? Avil Bafanov, but if the guy's around, Bain Midaito, Bain Balkarcha, Havin Asina. Maybe if he was around, you don't need Hillel for that. I only need Hillel. How's the guy going to give the money to somebody? There's nobody around. The guy's in hiding. So I have to give it to Hillel. Said, you know what? You bring it to the Beis HaMikdash. But if the guy's around, maybe you can force him to buy it back. That's halacha. Torah said, you can force him. Sell it to sell it back. Right. So kind of compromise. What kind of comparison is that? Vikadamri, others say, Amar Rava. Rava said like this. Mitakanasuk shel Hillel. From Hillel's rule, what do you see? From the fact that if someone says, I'll give you a get, on the condition you pay me for it, and she pays him taka, no matter what, it's good. It's always good. Why? Hillel required a takana. Why? Because the guy wasn't around. But if he was around, Bain Midaito, Bain Galkocho, have a Nesina. No matter what, it's a valid Nesina.
And that's the case over here.
So the truth is that we have two opposite.
This has to be above and beyond the ksuba.
What ksuba?
If he's divorcing her,
yeah,
then she's entitled to ksuba.
Right.
Right? So if he's saying, you give me $200.
If it cancels out the ksuba, maybe that's exactly what it is.
Huh?
Maybe that's exactly
what
it is.
That's what it is.
Right? I'm paying you the ksuva, basically.
Right. $200,
though. Who said?
No,
200 zuz. We're calling it a wash. Right? That's what it is. I'm divorcing on condition. I don't have to pay. It's exactly what it is. Right? So it's a wash.
Right.
Could be. It could be. It's a good point. Right? Because then he's just taking out of one pocket, putting it in the other pocket.
Right.
Right. So the truth is that what's the story? We have two versions now. Now, by the way, one more line. Maskifla Rav Papa, Vitam Rav Shiva Ashi, Vidilma, 1 second. Maybe I feel a little befun of Nami, Midaito in Al Karcholo. Maybe if befun of, in a Chanami. Maybe if it was befun of, you could not give the, you could not enforce the guy to sell the house back to you. You could not. Maybe, who said? Aye, Vihilel, my, it's Drich Light Tikkun. Why did Hillel make a Takana? Because he saw that people were hiding. If they were walking around in the street, he might have had to make the same takana. But that's exactly, no one behaves like that. Right? It could be, says Rav Papa, that Hillel would have made a takana even if nobody went into hiding. And when I would come back to him, say, can I buy the house back? No. And I, the Torah says, oh, the Torah says it's lovely, I'm happy for the Torah, I'm not selling it back to you. If that would have happened, that never happened, because they went into hiding, these people. But if they wouldn't have gone into hiding, maybe Hillel would have made the same takana. So it's not a raya that Shalom Bafanov. That Shalom Bafanov, you could do it by Karcha. It's not a raya. Hillel made a takana. That's what was going on. What happened was people went into hiding.
By the instance of the get,
yeah.
Hillel doesn't have to make his takana.
What?
Hillel doesn't have to make his takana.
Of course not. But we're trying to make a proof. We're trying to prove.
I'm saying that's not a proof because she's going to get he's going to get the $200 no matter what.
Why?
Like we said before, because the ksuba, he just doesn't pay.
Yeah, you're harping on that.
I know. You get something this ksuba thing.
What if the ksuba was $1 billion? So he's giving 200.
All right. Okay.
So it's not an issue. The issue is you have no raya. So we have two versions here, and you know, Nick and Diamri and another version. What's the bottom line? Can you do this or not? Can you give a get on the condition she pays you?
Right.
Right. Right.
Clearly, the answer is yes.
What?
Clearly, the answer is yes.
It's a machlokas, actually.
Not today, it's not.
Right, so the Mechalokas, the Rambam says one thing, the other Rishonim say something else.
Today it's normal.
Okay.
Today it's normal.
You want to get? Pay me.
Maskev lo Rav... Oh, I said that already.
Amar Rava Bar Chana,
Amar V'yachanan. Kol makam Shoshana Rav Shurim Megamlil Mishnah Seinu. Whenever Rav Shurim Megamlil has a din in the Mishnah, Halacha Kemoso, the Halacha is like him, Chod, except for Me'arev. The Arev, that's Allah about a cosigner. Do you have to go to the lender first, or can you go straight to the cosigner? So in that halacha, that first you have to go to the right.
You
Right.
What?
What's the case here?
Go to the lender first.
Hmm?
What's the case here?
I borrow money from you, and I tell you, listen, if I don't pay, Mati will pay. He's my cosigner. He'll take care of it.
He's a guarantor.
So can you go straight to the guarantor? You have to come to me first. That's a machlokas. Rashir Ben Gamliel said, you have to go to me first, and we don't hold like that. That's number one. Number two was Sidon, our case, right? When a man says to a woman, I'll divorce you on condition you return my jacket. She says, oh, I don't have that jacket anymore. I'll pay you for the jacket. So the Tanakhama said, you can't do that. You have to give back the jacket. Rashir Ben Gamliel said, no, you can pay money instead of the jacket.
We don't hold like Rashir Ben Gamliel.
And the third case is Raya Achrona. Raya Achrona was when there's a court case, and a guy says, that's it, my testimony's done, I have no more evidence to submit. Judges say, okay, we'll think it over, and we'll give you a verdict tomorrow. Tomorrow you run, we'll have more evidence. I found more evidence.
Case closed.
Good night.
Right, it's over, right? That Rabbi Shir Ben Gamliel held, no, we do listen to that evidence. We don't hold like that. Okay, those are the three cases. Tana Rabbanan, next. If someone says, his or get, v'hanayar shali. But the paper, I want the paper back. It's anim agareshes. That's not a divorce. Why not? Because part of a divorce is, if you give a get, she keeps the get. Can't ask her to get back. Amanas shetachziri li hanayar, on the condition that you return the paper to me, migureshes. She's divorced. That's only bizman hazeh. Maishna Resha Umaishna Seifa. What's the difference between the Resha and the Seifa? They seem to be saying the same thing. Amar of Chista, Hamani, who's the author here? Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel he. It's Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel. The Amar who said, Titain Lo Es Dameha. Reb Shimon Ben Gamliel said in the Mishnah, if a man says to a woman, give me a divorce, I'll only give you a divorce on condition you return my jacket. She says, oh, I don't have that jacket already, I sold it at auction. Okay, I'll pay you for the jacket. Rashi Ben Gamliel said, that's fine. So too here, Hachanami, Efshe Demefaisele B'demei, he can pay her for the paper.
Right.
He can pay her for the paper. What's the difference? Right? Maskefla Rabaya.
Doesn't he have to give her the get?
He gives it to her.
So if he takes away the paper, that's
ice. Then she'll give him $5 back for the paper. That's all. She keeps the get, of course. She frames it, she puts it on her wall, and she shows all her friends how she's divorced. She has to give him back that she made a condition. Here's $5.
Okay.
Maskefle Abaya. When did Rav Shir Ben Gamliel say that you could pay the money instead of giving back the object? Hecha de lesa be'ene. It's gone. It's gone. Hecha de isa be'ene mi amar? And if it's not gone, you could do that? Of course not. So how is it possible for her to give the get back to him? Impossible. Ella Amar Abaya, the answer is Hamani. Who is the author of this brisa here? Reb Meir. The Amar who said, Be'inon t'nai kafel. You have to have a double condition. All conditions have to be double, which means if you give the paper back to me, then you are divorced. If you don't give the paper back to me, then you're not divorced. So therefore, since that wasn't said, there is no t'nai. So therefore, she's divorced. And she doesn't have to return the paper because there is no tanai. Because the tanai is not a valid tanai, because it's not a tanai kafel. V'hacha, halo kafel the tanai. He didn't repeat the tanai. He didn't say a double tanai. Right? What did he say? He didn't say, and if you don't return the paper to me, then you're not divorced. He didn't say that.
Even though it's implied?
Even though it's implied. And we don't say, michla lav atoshimeyahin. We don't say that. Right? You think that. Right? We don't say that. It has to be expressed with your words. Right? Therefore, there is no tanai. She doesn't have to return the paper. Right? And therefore, she's divorced. What?
There's other cases where a person says, if you get it, I don't come back with 3 days. There's no double tanai there.
Right. So, it's always implied.
Yeah.
It's always implied.
But we just said that.
So there's a sheet. So, not everyone agrees to this. Well, you'll see, not today, really tomorrow, this is going to be fleshed out more. Really tomorrow. So, where are we? Maskefla Rava, Taima de Lo Kafle, tonight. The whole reason why this is not good is because he didn't double up his tonight. Hakafle the tonight. What if he would have done this? What if he would have said it? Then Lo Havigita. Why wouldn't it be a good get? Because she doesn't keep it. Right? She doesn't keep it. The only way she can be divorced is if she gives it back. She's not keeping it. That's not a divorce. Right? Clear? That's all. We all agree with that. So Michli, 1 minute. Let's see for a second. Kol Tanai, every Tanai, Mehechel Gamrinan Lahu. Where do we learn it out from? Mi Tanai Bnei God Ubnei Ruvain. It's learned out from the Tanai Bnei God Ubnei Ruvain. What Bnei God and Bnei Ruvain say? If we fight for you, Moshe Rabbeinu, then you give us Eivah Hayarden. And if we don't fight, you don't give us Eivah Hayarden. So Mahasam over there, Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. The Tanai came before the Maisa. The standing Moshe was dead when this even happened. We promise if we go do this in the future, you give us something in the future. And if we don't do it in the future, then you don't do it for us. The Tanai comes before the Maisa. Af kol Tanai kodem lemaisa. The Tanai always has to come before the Maisa. La fuke hacha. Here it's different. The Maisa kodem Tanai. I give you the get, and you give it back to me. So the Tanai is after the Maisa. That's not good.
Well, there's no other way.
Huh?
There's no other way with the get.
So therefore, so exactly his question. So, El Amar Rava, no, you know why this gets a valid get? Because it's not a valid Tanai. Mishum, the Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. Because the Maisa precedes the Tanai. That's not a Tanai. Therefore, there is no Tanai. So she's divorced. That's why she's divorced. You hear that? There's no Tanai. Right? Maskeflor Ravada Brava Taima. The whole reason why the Tanai is bottle. Why is the Tanai bottle? Because it's not really a Tanai, right? Misha Mikum the Maisa Kodem L'Tanai. Because the Maisa came before the Tanai. Ha Tanai Kodem L'Maisa. What if the Tanai came before the Maisa? Which is such a funny thing to say in this case. Right. I want on the, how do you even say that, on the condition of me giving you a get, you return the paper to me. It's a funny way.
If you return the paper to me,
this is a get. On the condition of you return the paper to me, if you return the paper to me, it's a valid get. And if you don't return, it's a funny way to say it. Let's see, figure out a way to do it. And then it would be okay. And then it would be a valid Tanai. Lo have a gita, and it wouldn't be a get. Why wouldn't it be a get? Because she's not keeping it. But 1 minute. Michti. Kol Tanai, every Tanai, Mehecha, Gamrinalu. What do you learn it out from? Mi Tanai, Bnei God, or Bnei Ruven. Ma Hasam, over there, Tanai, Bedavar Echad. The Tanai wasn't one thing. The Tanai was in fighting for you. And the condition, the payoff, was Eivah Hayarden. Af kol. Every Tanai is like that. La fuke hacha, except over here, the Tanai umaisa bedavar echad. The Tanai and the maisa are in the exact same item. The same thing. So, that's not a Tanai. So, Ella, Amar Adarava, you're right. You know why this Tanai is not a valid Tanai? For that very reason. Mishum the Tanai and Maisa, Bedavar Echad. Because the Tanai and the Maisa are in one thing. Asks the stipler, every Tanai regarding Gittin and Kedushin is going to violate this rule.
Exactly.
You can't have a rule, right? It's about the get.
Right.
It's about the Kedushin. If you give me $1 million, I'll marry you.
Right.
So the Tanai and the Kedushin are the same thing. It's not that if you give me $1 million, I'll build a house for you. That's a Tanai on the money, and I'll do some other thing for you, right? That's always, right? If it rains tomorrow, I'll shine your shoes. There's a raining tomorrow and shining your shoes. They're two opposite. They're two not related. Right? If you give me the land in Israel in Eivah Hayarden, I'll fight for you. Here, every Tanai regarding Gittin and Kedushin is the Tanai and the Maisa are the same thing.
Right.
Everyone like that, no? So the disciple says, on the surface, yes, but if you dig deeper, not really, because there's a difference between I'll give you the get on the condition you give it back to me. That's what's going on here.
Right.
Right? I'll give you a get on, that's mamish, the same thing. But if a guy says, you know, if it rains tomorrow, I'll give you a get. Is that really Tanai and Maisa the same thing?
No.
It's not really.
That's Reuven and God.
What? That's Reuven and God. So yes, it's always about the get. And it's always whether the get is going to be chal or even the kedushin. It's another difference between kedushin. Right? If it rains tomorrow, I'll marry you. You could do that. Is that Tanai and Maisa the same thing? Not really. A little bit, yeah. A little bit. It is because it's always
all
about. It's all related to the kedushin. But like because
the Tanai and Maisa also.
Right. Exactly.
You can't say the same thing.
Tanai and Maisa because it's the same thing also.
Yeah, right.
If I do this,
so it's not really. It's mamish. It's mamish.
Right.
The Tanai and the Maisa same thing. I give you the get on the condition you give it back.
Right.
What kind of, that's not gonna work.
Right. That's an exception.
Right. That's an exception. So, as a matter of fact, that's exactly why That's exactly why this gets this Tanai is not a valid Tanai. That's why she's divorced. Because there's no Tanai. Tanai can't be fulfilled. It's impossible. And therefore, there is no Tanai, and therefore, it gets valid. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, another answer. Hamani, Rebbe hi. The answer is Rebbe. The Amar Rav Huna, Rav Huna said, Amar Rav, in the name of Rav, where they changed it to Rebbe, Kal ha-Omer al-Manas, if you say al-Manas, ka-Omer me'achshav dami. It's as if it's from right now. The truth is that tomorrow, the Gemara, that's what I said, not everyone agrees to this. It's not a condition. There's a difference between a Tanai and al-Manas. In English, there's no difference. In Halacha, somehow there's a difference. And I would ask you to wait till tomorrow, because tomorrow a lot of the daf is about this issue. What's the difference between al-manas and al-tanai? So Rebbe holds this is not a condition. This is not a condition. It's al-manas, which is me'achshav, meaning it's from right now. Meaning he gives her the get al-manas, she gives it back. Whether or not she has to give it back, according to this Ravashi, quoting Rebbe, she does have to give it back, but it's irrelevant. Because she's divorced, me'achshav. The minute he hands it to her, she's divorced, me'achshav. Why? Because it's al-manas, which is not a tanai. What exactly is it? Myself, I'm not 100% sure. I remember when I was preparing for tomorrow, I was like, oh, that's what that meant. I didn't even know what this meant. Then I went to, oh, that's what it means. So it's not the same thing. What exactly is the difference? In English, there's no difference.
He says al-manas, does she have to give it back?
Yes. The point
but
is,
she's already divorced.
She's divorced, me'achshav.
That's what I'm saying. So why?
Why does he want it back? He wants to frame it. I don't know. He wants to frame it. He wants it back. The point is, it's not a Tanai. If it's a Tanai, then she never owned it.
Right.
She never owned it. She never done a divorce.
Right.
If it's al-manas, she is divorced. And now she can give it back.
Right.
There is no giving back if you didn't have it.
What?
There is no giving back.
No, so if you say it's al-Tanai, I'll give it to you, al-Tanai, you give it back. So then she never really owned it. She's not divorced. But al-manas, like I said, in English, there's no difference in English.
Right.
You can use different words, the same thing. But in halacha, there's a difference, according to Rebbe. So therefore, she could have it, she's divorced, and she can give it back, and everybody wins.
Well, what happened if she lost it?
In between.
She paid back the value of it.
So only Rav Shimon said, only Rav Shimon Gadol said you could do that. Right?
It's machlokas
about that. And we don't hold like him anyway. Right? But the point is, it's not a condition. It's not a condition of the divorce. It's just some other type of...
Mechanism.
In English, we call it a condition. Right? That's what we call it in English. But in Gemara, they call it al-manas. It's not the same thing as a tanai. And therefore, she's divorced. And she can still give it back to him. It's not a problem. Like, what if she gives it back to him 10 years later? She could do that. Right? It's not a condition of the divorce. Then he calls her up, by the way, I'd love to frame it. Would you mind giving it back to me? Yeah, no, you don't worry about it. Hey, take it back. That doesn't undo anything. Right? Okay. Iskin Shmuel, Shmuel made a takana, Begita Deshkiv Meira, that there was a guy who was on his deathbed, and he didn't want his wife to fall to his rotten brother. So what did he do? He gave her a get, and he said like this, Im lo mati, if I don't die, lo yehe get. This not get is not valid. Imati, but if I do die, yeah, get it should be a get. Now, because Rashi here says he did this to make sure it's a Tanai Kafel, because he just learned Amud Aleph,
right.
And all of a sudden he realized, it's a Tanai Kafel rule. I better make sure I have a Tanai Kafel rule. So he said it both ways, right? Now, it's a funny way to say it. If I don't die, you're not divorced, and if I do die, you are. It's a backwards way to say it, right? So lema, no, he should have said it like this. Im mati, if I die, yehe get. It's a valid get. Vim lo mati, if I don't die, lo yehe get. It's not a valid get. So the Gemara says, you know why he didn't say it like that? Because lo maktib inish perunusa, ladafshe. He doesn't want to give himself a bad mazel. If I die. You don't start off with a sentence, hi, call to his wife. If I die. You don't talk like that. First say, if I don't die. Then you say, if I do die. But one second. Vilema lo yehe get. Vilema lo yehe get. Im lo mati. How about I say it like that? No, because being on tonight called the Maisa. No, tonight has to come before the Maisa. Baskel for Rava, Michti, 1 minute. Call Tanai, Mehecha Gamrinan, Mitanai Gadu B'nei Ruven. Where do we learn Tanayim from? From B'nei Gadu B'nei Ruven. Why does every question on this issue require that Hakdama? Why does every question require that Hakdama? Where did we learn Tanayim from?
By the way,
Tavashas. Yeah. What is that dumb for?
They've also said it three times.
Exactly. The Gemara could have just said, Mahasam, just like over there, by B'nai Gadda, B'nai Ruvain, Hain, Kodin, the Lav, the positive comes before the negative, which means, if I do this, then you will give me... Here, the negative came before the positive. If I don't die, right? So, Ella Amar Rava. Okay, here's how you say it. Im lo mati, if I don't die, lo yehe get. It's not a valid get. You say it like that because you don't want to start off with a bad thing. Now, im mati, if I die, yehe get. And then you say it again. Im lo mati, if I don't die, lo yehe get. Then it shouldn't be a valid get.
Take care of the kafel.
You take care of the kafel. Im lo mati lo yehe get. Lo mati minish pranus lanafshi. You don't want to start off with a bad thing on yourself. If I die. Im mati, if I die, yehe get. That's, you do that because the hain has to be before the lav. Right. And im lo mati lo yehe get be'idon hain kodim lo lav. You need the hain before the lav and you also need to die kafel. And that's why you do it like that. All good. Okay?
So did it work for this guy?
What?
But this is the best way to do it. I understand that. But the question is,
I don't know. I don't know the story.
No, I mean, was it valid?
Was what valid? Yeah, that's valid.
No, the way he did it originally.
So he's giving, so it has to, so it has
to. This is the best way to do it. I get that.
So it has to be me'akshav, right? Because otherwise it'll be inge'el achamisa, right?
Right.
Right?
So it has to be
that. In other words, what he's saying is, if I die, it's chal right now.
I understand. I understand. This is the best way to do it.
Yes.
It doesn't, there's no sock on whether the way he did it.
Oh, because he doesn't want to say about bad first, he's saying.
Yes.
So I think it's okay. That's
it doesn't say it's not okay.
Right. I think so tomorrow we're going to have it again.
But they say it's better.
Tomorrow we're going to have it again. Tomorrow it happens on a Friday and then Shabbos comes. And now what do you do? How do you give a get on Shabbos? So we'll have that test all tomorrow. So I think tomorrow there the Gemara is going to talk about this issue. Yeah, so wait till tomorrow. Now a new...
But you have to come on time.
A new issue. Hareza Giteh. If someone says, here's your get, almanas, on condition, shetisham shiets abba, on condition, it's an hour later tomorrow. Right? It's 2 hours later tomorrow.
That's right.
2 hours later. What?
I'll leave in the middle of Hashkama.
Hareza Giteh. If someone says, here's your get, almanas, on condition, shetisham shiets abba, that you serve my father. I'm only going to give you a get on condition you serve my father. It's not well.
For how long?
Till he dies. Or as long as he needs. As long as he needs. Or almanas shetiniki es bini. Right? As long as you have to nurse my son. As long as you nurse the son.
That's 2 years.
So kama hi menikaso. How long is that? Shtei shanim. It's 2 years. What about the father? So lechora, as long as he needs. Why? Because that's how long you nurse a child. For 2 years. That's as long as he needs. If you don't understand what's a chodesh, it's 18 months. They just talk around the detail, right? But he also agrees, as long as he holds, a baby needs only 18 months. Ma ben, ma mesa ben. What if mesa ben, o mesa of? What if they die in the middle? What if the father dies after 2 weeks? So, hareza get. It's a get. Why? There's no zman was specified. No zman was specified, so it's as long as they need. She did that. She fulfilled it tonight. The father died, the baby died, the tonight's fulfilled. Nothing more to do. What about this one? Hareza giteh, I'll give you a get, almanas teshamshi es abba shtei shanim. I want 2 years, you have to stick around for 2 years and take care of my father. Or almanas shetiniki es bini shtei shanim. I want you to, he says 2 years. Now, meis haben, oh, what if the son dies? Oh, or Sha'amar, the father says, Efshi, I don't need this. Shetishamshi, Shalobakpada. He's not saying it to be mean. He's not saying it to cause problems. I don't need that. I need her to take care of me. Nothing wrong with me. That's what I mean, Shalobakpada. He's not trying to make fights and make problems. He doesn't need somebody. Then, ain't no get. It's not a get. Why is it not a get?
Because the time element wasn't fulfilled.
Exactly. Either baby died. Doesn't make a difference.
Right.
She hasn't nursing him for 2 years. She didn't fulfill it tonight. Rashir Ben Gamliel Omer, no, because that get. That is a valid get.
There's no more baby.
Exactly, there's no more baby.
There's no more baby to fulfill.
Right? No, that's not the reason. The reason is, Klal Omer Rashir Ben Gamliel, Kol Akava She'ena Haimena Harei Zeget. She's ready to serve. She's here. I am. Right? Is it? He died. That's my problem. I'm ready, willing, and able to nurse the baby. Nebuchadnezzar, he died. It's not my problem. The akav, the problem of the get of the Tanai, it's not my fault. If I don't show up, you're right.
That's technically an onus.
What?
That's technically an onus,
though. Exactly. That's exactly what the Shimon Hillel says. I did all I could. I showed up for work every day. The guy died. Now, to tell me I didn't fulfill my Tanai, it's not my fault. Interesting machlokas.
Right.
It's interesting machlokas now. Right? Well, you're right. If she skipped town.
It's the chatz of the gavra.
Right. If she skipped town, she didn't fulfill the Tanai. He died. Or not for me. I'm willing to do all I could do. Every day I came here to feed him, take care of him.
He didn't want him from me.
He died. Or he doesn't want me. He threw me out.
Right.
What do you want from me?
Well, what does akpa mean?
Preventing.
Hold back.
Like ma'akev, it's preventing. What prevented it? Not me. The woman said, I didn't prevent it. So that's an interesting point. It's got a little bit of a valid point, no?
Right.
So well, I think later in the week we're going to also discuss that. Now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Language
almanas. Yeah, that's where it comes up tomorrow. But this almanas business.
And the granting is before the almanas.
Right. Yeah, it's funny. The Gemara only brings up that issue about Bnei Go when it wants to. Right? All of a sudden, they have all these rules of Tanoim. Right?
Yeah.
On that Ayin Hey. They have all these rules. Hey and Kodim Alav, and it can't be one Maisa.
No, you know why? Because in the Reuven God, it's if then.
I understand.
This is not.
I understand. How many times they had conditions in this Mesechta? The Gemara never mentioned that.
I understand, but this is not.
Right. So. What? Right, so that's what someone said before. It's always built in.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to move. Okay. Omibu'in on Kulahai? Do we really need all this? You have to wait 2 years? Mamash, 2 years? Omibu'in on Kulahai? Verminu, 1 minute. Shamsho Yom Echad, if you served him for 1 day, Hanikaso Yom Echad, you've nursed him 1 day, Harez Aget, it's a valid get. That's what the Brisa said. How do you reconcile the Brisa and the Mishnah? Amr of Chista, lo kasha, tanakasha, harabanan and harav shir ben gamliel. It's a machlokas. Masnisa and shir ben gamliel. The Mishnah is of shir ben gamliel. Ubraisa rabanan. And the Brisa is the rabanan. The Mishnah is of shir ben gamliel who said what? Shir ben gamliel said, you don't have to return the jacket. You can return cash. You can return what? You can return money. Therefore what? So what do you see? He's much more lenient. Right? Look at Tosfos. Tosfos Mastisan of Shirman Gamliel. Damar Gabi it's the list by the jacket. Titain lo as domeha. You can just return the money. Right? Larvacha. Larvacha ka mechavin. He's trying to help Shirman Gamliel. He's trying to make the situation better. Right? Larvacha means to make it better. Right, Revas, to make it better. He's trying to make it better. Umasnisa nami, laharvacha ka mechavein. He's trying to make things better. Vahanaka v'shimush kol hatzorich ka'amar. What he means is, as long as this person needs 2 years, you have to do it. Ubraisa rabbanon. The Braisa said, no, just the opposite. The Amri, utzairi ka mechavein. He's doing, why did the Braisa rabbanon say that you can't return the money, you have to return the nabash to jackets?
To make her crazy,
to torture. Right? So he torture her for 1 day, that's enough.
Right.
That doesn't really make too much sense, does it? Kivan de lo harvacha, de lo harvacha ka mechavein. He's not doing it for anyone's benefit. So the Gemara right away asks, 1 second. Hamid de sefer of Shirmen Gamliel, have mechlal de reisha lav of Shirmen Gamliel. But 1 second, Shirmen Gamliel's name appears in the written sefer. Right. When he said, what did he say? That no, there's any akava that's not her fault, it's not her fault. Mashma before wasn't Rav Shirmen Gamliel. Ella, the exact opposite. Bryce of Shirmen Gamliel. The Bryce of Shirmen Gamliel. Why? He the Makel, but tonight. He's Makel. Right? Where's he Makel? He said before, the previous case, just give pay for the jacket. You don't have to give the actual jacket. And Masnis and Rabbanan. The Mishnah's Rabbanan. No, you have to give cash. You have to stay for 2 years. Right? Rava Amar, that's one answer. Rava Amar lo kasha. It's not a kasha. Kan bistam. The Mishnah was stam. He didn't say how long in the first case of the Mishnah. He just said, I want you to serve my father. Khan, the Mefarej. But in the Brisa, he said straight out. Therefore, that's the difference.
What happens if he dies after one day? What's he supposed to do the rest of the 2 years?
What?
Let's say he dies after 1 day. What's he supposed to do the rest of the 2 years?
So that we had. What?
The long of
their
life.
That was the. We had a machlokas about that.
But if she has to hang around the 2 years, what's she supposed to do?
Not everyone held that.
I know.
I one of the ones who held that. That's life. Rav Ashi Amar, call Stam Namish Kimafari Yom Echadami. Even Stam, even if he didn't give her a specific amount, it's considered one day, right? Why? Because he only meant one day. He vade only meant one day. Why does Rashi say that? That's what he says. Tanan, 1 minute. Kali hi menikaso shtei shanim. How long is the nursing? 2 years. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Shmona Zacharash, 18 months. Bishlam l'Rava Nicha. According to Rava, who said that stam means stam, and mefarish means mefarish, that makes perfect sense.
Right?
El Ravashi, lamali shtei shanim, lamali shnei masacharish, biyom echad mani. Ravashi said that even if he say, it's always 1 day. Then why are they having a machlok? It's how long it is. It doesn't make any sense. Hachi kamar. Well, what it means is yom echad mishtei shanim. It's 1 day from the first 2 years. The kid, 10 years later, oh, now I'll nurse that kid. That's ridiculous. Shtei shanim lafuke lachar shtei shanim delo. You can't do it afterwards. Yom echad mishmona asar chodesh. It's 1 day within the first 18 months. Lafuke lachar shnei asar chodesh delo. After 18 months, no, that's ridiculous. No such thing. Okay? So, that's the story. Tomorrow's daf is about the Shabbos or maybe Sunday. I don't remember now. But more of the same. And we'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a very good Shabbos.